You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast.
Well, they thought they were going to have an easy day over there today, but not so fast, Mr. Speaker.
What is it going to take for the Prime Minister to have any respect for any laws in this country that may curb his out-of-control behavior?
And now, here's your host, Tony Clement.
You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast, the official podcast of the Conservative Party of Canada. And I'm your host, Tony Clement, Member of Parliament for Parry Sound Muskoka. And with me is Mr. Blake Richards, Member of Parliament for Banff Airdrie. Blake, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
You are the chair of the Conservative Party of Canada Tourism Outreach Caucus, which is a big caucus, by the way. Tell us a little bit about that and what you do with respect to the Outreach Caucus, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, it is a big caucus. We've got a lot of interest in tourism in our, you know, amongst our caucus, and that's because I think that our caucus recognizes really well that tourism plays a really important role in our economy. I mean, we only have to look at the tens of thousands, it's almost 200,000 businesses that are, employed, I guess we'll say, by the tourism industry. And then you would look at, 1.6 million Canadians that have a job that relates to the tourism industry. So we all get that it's important to our constituencies because it's important in every community all across the country, and one that creates a lot of economic activity for our country.
And so the Tourism Outreach Caucus, we get together. I'm a member of this caucus too. We get together on a regular basis and discuss tourism issues, and not only from a parliamentary point of view, but from an economic point of view. And one of the issues that came up, of course, was something that was unfairly targeting campground owners and other small operations. Tell us a little bit about what the Liberal government is trying to do here.
Yeah, it's actually quite shocking. I just actually came from the industry committee where I was asking the tourism minister about this based on a letter that she and the Minister of Revenue and also the Minister of Finance had co-authored to some of the campground officials. And it's really quite shocking. What they're essentially telling these small businesses, campgrounds are one, there's actually mini storages that have been affected as well. And we're really concerned it could be a lot of other, it could be golf courses, it could be bed and breakfasts, it could be a lot of marinas. There's a lot of potential businesses that could be affected here. So far, it's been confined to those two particular industries. And so what it's essentially doing is they're saying they're too small to be a small business, which I know sounds ridiculous when you think about it on the surface.
Right.
But essentially what it is is...
And this is for taxation purposes.
Yes, it's for taxation purposes. Yeah,
so this
to be able to qualify...
Big tax hit here.
Yeah, to be able to qualify for the small business deduction. That's what it is. And so there's... To really simplify it, because as you know, the tax code is anything but simple, but we'll simplify it the best we can. There's essentially two triggers that would determine whether you can be considered active or passive income for this particular purpose. And what it is, first of all, you've got to have 5 full-time year-round employees to be able to qualify. Well, you can imagine for a lot of tourism businesses, that's going to be very difficult because they're not necessarily year-round businesses.
Right.
Campgrounds are one of those, in fact, in many cases, it's government mandated even that they can't be open year round. So there's a problem right there. And the second provision and part of it is that Revenue Canada has to determine that their business is an active business. And this is an arbitrary decision that Revenue Canada gets to make. That's how it's currently set up anyway.
So their inspectors can wake up one morning and decide you're not an active business.
And that's exactly what's happened. We've got campgrounds right now that are in court with the government on this. And it's based on what's happened is Revenue Canada has decided that every year they've been doing these things exactly the same as they've been doing in past years. They file their taxes and all of a sudden they're reassessed, not only for the current year, but they go back, what they've been doing is going back 3 years. So for a lot of these businesses, this is tens of thousands of dollars that we're talking about here.
So they made it retroactive as well.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. So in some of these cases, I think one of the cases we saw was almost about $300,000 that they were, because it's a tripling of their tax rate essentially. And they've been paying it. And as far as they know, they were doing everything right. And according to Revenue Canada, they were doing everything right. And suddenly they just arbitrarily decide that they're going to change this. So it's put some of these campgrounds and some of these self-storage facilities out of business.
So you've talked to a lot of these campground owners. What are they saying? Obviously, this is just disastrous for them.
Well, obviously. I mean, when it's putting them out of business or the threat of doing that. And of course, they're all worried now because what do we do, right? We believe we're doing everything right. We continue to do it. But we don't know when we're going to wake up tomorrow and something's different as far as Revenue Canada is concerned. So, you know, what we had actually done when we were in government, Tony, was, as you know, in our last budget, we had instituted a review of these rules. And the goal was, of course, to try and clarify this so that this wouldn't be something that our Revenue Canada could arbitrarily just determine. That review began, and 12 of 13 stakeholders that came before the review said, this needs to change. There's a problem here. The Liberal government actually, in their first budget, canceled that review. And then in August of last year, suddenly, guess what? There's an interpretation of the rules that comes out from Revenue Canada that says, oh, guess what? We're going to go after these guys. And so what they're doing, the latest thing that's happening with this is, they're in a situation now where Revenue Canada says, well, okay, well, how about you provide us a list of the services you provide and we can try to determine whether you're an active business. Well, first of all, anyone who's ever camped knows that, you know, it's not a passive income earned by a campground owner. They provide a whole host of services to their guests, right? I mean, we all know that. In fact, they probably work as hard as anyone out there I can imagine. In many cases, it's a small family-run operation, and they're working 24 hours a day almost.
Yeah, my experience is a lot of these are family-run, for sure.
Right, and so they can be up at 3 in the morning providing security, or they can be up at 4:30 in the morning to fix a shower that's not working, or, you know, whatever it might be, right? So they're saying, give us a list of the services you provide. So they're providing the lists. And then Revenue Canada says, well, what do you charge for each of these services? Well, as we know, when you go camping, how it works is you pay a fee and everything's kind of a part of that. So Revenue Canada said, well, no. I mean, you got to do it just like the government does. You got to charge for everything, right? Find a way to nickel and dime people. So they're saying, if you don't charge individually for X, Y, and Z service, it's not a service. Wow. How does that make any sense?
Wow. So, by the way, I'm talking with Blake Richards, the Member of Parliament for Banff Airdrie. Blake, thanks for being on the show. He's the chair of the Conservative Party of Canada Tourism Outreach Caucus, talking a little bit about changes to campground owners' rules, tax rules, basically, that's hurting them. So now I think you asked the revenue minister what's going on here and received a very insulting reply. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it actually has been pretty pathetic, really, Tony. Over a number of months, we've asked first of all, we started by, of course, writing letters to the revenue minister, the finance minister. We got, really sort of, it was a brush off of a response. And, so then we thought, well, we'll take this a little further. We'll ask about this in question period. And over a number of months, I asked this question and got the same response over and over again. No matter how many times you try to explain, look, this has clearly been changed. We show why it's been, how it's been changed, what's been done. Can prove it from the looking at our budget, their budget, and the change that was made. We can show them the interpretation bulletin, and we've done all of that. I did that at committee. I actually tabled that interpretation bulletin so all Liberal members, including the revenue minister, could see it. And the response continues to be this really insulting answer. It's, well, we've got to make sure everyone pays their fair share, and we really do support small businesses, but, nothing's really changed here. When the evidence is clear to the contrary.
Yeah, I mean, when you say pay your fair share, you're basically accusing these small businesses of being criminals.
Exactly. You're saying they're tax evaders.
They're tax evaders.
Which is really insulting.
Very insulting for these hardworking business people. So what can we do? I know you've raised this in question period, raised it at committee. What are you asking people to do to help us change the mind of the bureaucrats and of the Liberal government?
Well, we're really encouraging people. They've got to get active on this, because if you own a small business and you've got any kind of a land component to it, this could be you that's affected next. So don't just think this is about campgrounds and say, well, sorry, tough luck for them. What you need to do is be vocal on this. I'm telling people, meet with your local MP, write letters to your local MP, write letters to the revenue minister, to the prime minister. You can also go onto my website at blakerichards.ca, where there is actually an opportunity for you to have your say on this issue.
Right.
And we would then send you a petition that you can distribute to your friends as well and try and gather signatures to try and push for this issue to be changed.
So you've got to have your say icon and people can click on that.
That's right, exactly.
And add their comments to it as well and add that to the chorus, really, that's going on right now.
That's right, exactly, Tony.
Well, I think that's really important. And I want to say, I mean, we as a party First of all, a lot of us came from the small business sector. I myself was a co-owner of a small business. And secondly, we take it very seriously that we want to be the voice of small business because they're the backbone of our economy and our society. So, Blake, thank you for the work that you're doing on this particular issue. Thank you for the work you're doing on tourism generally. But I think it's very important that we continue to represent small business in our country.
Absolutely. I mean, we only have to look at everything this Liberal government has done. I mean, it seems to just be piled on. It's small businesses who are taking the brunt of this, right? I mean, first of all, you know, essentially they've raised their taxes by not following through with the plan to lower the taxes that we had. And then there just continues to be a hit after hit, you know, things like carbon taxes and payroll taxes. And then there's a number of changes in the last budget that really affect small businesses and hurt them significantly. It's just...
Well, this is not a one-off. This is part of a general train that's going down the tracks here that the Liberals are hitting small business every which way.
That's it, exactly. And we're going to be up there to fight for small business owners and Canadians that are employed by them every step of the way.
Well, Blake Richards, thank you for being part of Blueprint today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast. To find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada, search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca.